problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Apparently, there's something that 45% of Americans do every day regarding their underwear.
Oh.
It says here nearly half of Americans do not change their underwear daily.
Yeesh.
That's appalling.
So, wait a minute.
That's upsetting.
Meaning that they're wearing them 2 days in a row?
Correct.
Does that mean, ergo, that they're not bathing 2 days in a row?
I do not know. I've seen such things happen where, and I find this to be almost just as repulsive, where you are wearing underwear, right? You take a shower, then you put the dirty underwear back on. Why'd you even take a shower?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's. I was going to ask, like, which is worse, which is more disturbing, just wearing it 2 days in a row or showering, then putting back on the old underwear?
I would say shower, because clearly you're an idiot.
You're a monster.
And you've wasted water, and you've just dirtied, you've sullied a perfectly clean body with a dirty pair of underwear again.
Nobody does that, right? I mean, come on.
I knew someone.
Guy or girl?
A guy.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a chick. Who?
You know.
Do it again. Mouth it one more time.
Yes.
One more time. I can't get it.
All right. Well, is someone I used to know very well.
Okay.
Sexually?
Oh, got it. Gotcha. Yeah. Ew. What a sick freak. Let me tell you something about that guy. He needs to get bent ASAP, and he needs to change his undies. Sick. Oh, I'm going to curse. I'm really mad right now.
Dude.
Because he seems like a nice, clean boy. You know, like American boy.
To be fair, I only saw it happen once, but that was in my presence. And that was early in our, you know, interaction.
When you saw it, did you go, what are you doing?
Absolutely. To the point where I even asked his roommate at the time, excuse me, I think I knocked on the door. I said, is this freaking disgusting or am I out of touch or something? I asked him, I said, excuse me, roommate. This just happened. Is this normal behavior? And I think the response was, well, at least he took a shower. And my response was, screw you, a-hole. You don't know anything about being clean. Once you take a shower, you need to put on fresh clothes. That's how that goes. Or unless they're your jammies that you only wear after you're freshly washed. You do not recycle clothes. It's disgusting. Don, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is Don.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Don.
Wait, hold on a second. Is this Don?
Yeah, go. It is Don.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay,
hey,
go
Don.
Ahead. Yeah, we were waiting for you, buddy.
I know. You guys called me.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I hope Don calls.
This underwear thing?
That'd be great.
Yes.
I can't stand the thought of wearing them drawers twice.
Well, you're in the
commando.
Better 55%.
I can't even wear socks twice. I can't.
Dude,
can't go without taking a bath every day.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this. I don't know if this is just me, but once the sock has come off the foot, I have trouble putting the sock back on the foot because once you peel it off, you know, and you got that, it's not really like a musk, but it's like just like wet
smells
sweat.
Like foot.
It's not even the smell, it's the texture.
Same
when
sock.
You peel off
new
the sock.
Sock.
Yeah.
New
sock.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, listen.
New socks.
I hear you guys, and Don and Anna, but I'll wear socks like 3 days in a row.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah. It's like a Mr. Deeds foot.
It's not that bad. My feet don't stink that bad.
But it's not about that,
to you,
dude.
A dog don't ever smell his own stink.
It's sweat. It's dirty. Your feet are disgusting. Yeah, they're disgusting. But here's the thing. You don't listen. Please answer me this.
Mm-hmm.
when you work out and you run,
yeah,
you don't recycle those socks.
I
do
recycle
you?
Those socks. What are you?
I
have a pair of running socks that I take a shower afterwards. They're my running socks.
But you don't wash them?
They're my running. I'm poor. I don't have enough money to buy more extra nice cushiony
wash
runner
them.
Socks.
Go fund me right now for Will's socks.
I don't have a washing machine.
So get more socks.
Listen, I understand. I understand what y'all are saying. And yes, it's gross, but it's something gross that I do. Everybody's got their things that
Not
they
me.
Do that are gross. Oh, bull crap. Are you kidding me? We're going to go over your stuff in a minute.
727-579-1025.
Thanks, Don. There are some things that people do that other people would frown upon. Mine is I happen to reuse socks, okay?
After you work out. You're a sick bitch,
but
dude.
I take a shower in between. Yes, it does.
No, it
and
doesn't.
Then I put on other socks.
Oh my God. Why did you even take a shower?
That doesn't
Why did
matter,
you take a
man.
Shower?
Wait,
put on your dirty
hold on a
socks.
Hold on a second. You're not understanding. Because I have workout socks, meaning I work out, then I take a shower and put on other socks. I don't reuse those same socks.
The next time you work out, you do.
The next time I work out.
Without cleaning them.
Then I'm going to take a shower again afterwards.
Oh, my God.
I understand the logic.
Man.
I understand the logic, but it's still disgusting.
All right. Well, I'll tell you the other gross thing that I do.
Yeah, your jeans. Tell me about your jeans, Will.
Jeans. I do not wash my jeans ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever?
I think I've washed my jeans less than 5 times.
How long
have
you
owned them for years?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You don't wash jeans.
Okay. Yes,
it's
you true. Do.
Okay, no, you don't.
That's a fallacy.
Now, I will go this far as to say, depending on what I do while I'm wearing my jeans, I might wear them once or twice, a couple times in a row.
Yeah, what are you doing, pooping your pants?
You don't need to
wash your jeans.
Talking like if I sweat profusely while I'm wearing my jeans, I'm only wearing them once
and
then washing them.
Nice.
But like if I'm just running errands or something, I could wear jeans 2 or 3 times before I wash
them. Oh, I'll wear them for 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe.
You just hang them up. You just hang them up and let them air dry. Put them out in the sun or something. Yeah, you don't need to wash your jeans.
No, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
You're wrong.
We want to hear from you and your disgusting habits or maybe disgusting habits of people you know and love and live with. 727-579-1025. Now, when it comes to like clean clothes and stuff, I'm pretty good about that. You know, I'll wear these jeans like these jean shorts I've worn probably like 4 or 5 times. I'll wash them tonight or something like that. So it's not a big deal. The underwears are always clean. Socks are always clean. You know, shirts are always clean. Because, you know, sometimes you sweat and it's summer and it gets hot and nasty. So I get that. But I do have a few things myself. I know we briefly covered them. But I honestly don't think it's like that big of a deal. Like, for example, you know, sometimes when I'm tired after work and I like to go in the shower, and I like to pretend like I'm at the spa, so I sit down in the tub.
That's not a big deal Ryan, keep in mind that this was happening a while ago. Anna had different roommates. Now, right now, she's got beautiful Rachel, and I would drink her bathwater with no problem. That's fine. But she used to have these weird immigrant, you know, people from overseas, and not only her, but she had a whole family in there. There was like 6 of them.
Yeah.
And they're all bathing. They're all their, you know, whatever, juices
skin cells
are all at the
and,
bottom.
Yeah.
Skin cells or whatever else is their poo-poo, pee-pee, all that stuff. Yeah. And Anna is just sitting butt first with her vagina just sitting there.
Pretty much, yeah.
In all those skin cells.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any problems with that? No,
yeast infections, nothing.
Oh, that's
good. No, never.
That to me was mortifying when you said you sat down, and I'm just picturing their feet. Their feet must have been terrible.
Yeah, I definitely did that. And then I have this issue where, like, you know, I take a shower twice a day, once after I work out and then once after I get home. But, you know, I feel like I'm standing in soapy water. There's really no need
to scrub
the feet. You know,
this is what I don't understand.
You just splish splash around and you're good to go.
This is what I don't understand about you. And I guess I consider myself very clean, but I guess I'm gross too because I reuse socks.
I don't think you're a gross person. I just think you have a gross habit. Like gross people don't shower.
I shower twice a day.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I shower twice a day, too. Like, so I'm not, like, repulsed by you. That one particular habit is something that I could never imagine doing.
Right. Okay. But Anna is, like, a super freak. I remember she used to come in here every time and just spray down everything with Lysol.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she has no problems just squatting down with her butt and vagina inside some immigrant soup. that's just sitting at the bottom of her bathtub.
Oh, people are
it's
just
so weird.
Tuning in right now. Yeah, that's probably wasn't the healthiest thing, but, you know, I'm fine. But, you know, in regards to me just splashing around with the soapy water, like, I just feel like the feet are dirty. They're always going to be dirty. They're my walking sticks.
They're not always
you know, my
be dirty.
Walking pads, and, essentially. And there's really no need to really get in there and scrub away. Like, they're just dirty. I just kind of splish splash around. As long as there's no dirt that I can see, then I think I'm good to go.
Okay. Whatever.
That's not okay.
A pig, yeah. First of all, and I need you to understand that. Number two, the gross thing that you used to do, I think I shamed you out of it, though, but we talked about this, where she wouldn't change her sheets for months.
Yeah.
Months.
Maybe like two.
If I go 2 weeks without washing my sheets, that's a long time.
One week is the longest you should go without washing your sheets.
Yeah.
I'm not home a lot, though, so I literally just sleep I sleep for 4 hours and then leave. So I usually go almost 2 weeks.
But you need to wash your sheets.
It's been about 2 months for me now.
Dude, you are sweating. There's other stuff.
Bed bugs, hair follicles, skin follicles.
Bed bugs?
But I'm saying that is a thing, though.
You got bed bugs. That's a whole other problem. Dude. You need to take care of that ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better not have bed bugs bringing
those
in.
I don't have
here.
A bed right now. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and here's the thing is, Will, you did shame me into it. And sometimes I'll be like, I can wait another week. And then I just see your face and you're doing that no, the disappointed no head shake. And I go, Anna, you need to change your sheets right now. You need to wash that up because you nasty hoe.
Wash your butt and clean your sheets.
You nasty hoe. You're on the Johnny B Show, Jay. Why are you disgusting? Or no, why is Will disgusting? Excuse me.
Yeah, who's the gentleman with something disgusting?
Your cell phone reception is disgusting.
Are you in Area 51 right now, Jay? That's a yes.
This is not good.
Jay, call back. Mark, your girlfriend has a disgusting habit. What is it?
Yeah, she never washes her bras.
Ever?
Oh, really?
Like, maybe once a month.
Does she wear the same one over and over, or does she have a variety?
She'll wear, like, a bra for, like, 4 or 5 days and then hang it up, wear a different one, then go back to the ones that was hanging up,
ew,
put it back on. She's like, they're too expensive. If you wash them, it ruins them. She compares it. The one thing I do is I have a hat that I wear, and I refuse to wash it.
Okay, yeah, that's not
bad. A little baseball cap because I don't want it to get out of shape.
I understand where she's coming from. Like, I have a few nice bras, and, like, you can't put them in the washing machine. You'd have to hand wash them, and no one likes hand washing anything because it's annoying as hell. So I understand that, but you are getting sweaty. You are getting nasty. She's probably washing your shirts, and it's got
to
go through that area.
Visit.
Yeah.
Does she have hangers, or she got small boobies?
Very nice ones.
But substantial, like you can grab a handful of them?
Nice handful that stand up and look at you and say hi.
Okay, so she's definitely sweating. She's definitely sweating. So, like, 4 or 5 days in a row is a lot to be wearing just one. Like, you need to alternate. Like, I wouldn't think that was disgusting if she was wearing one day, hanging it up, and then, like, had, like, three or something in rotation. That wouldn't be a big deal. But, 4 or 5 days in a row, that's a little gross.
Except she does work a job where she sweats a lot.
She's
so that's
nasty. You better leave her. Break up with her immediately.
Well, that's why she's an ex.
Oh, ex girlfriend.
Nice. Yeah, screw her.
All right.
You're
well,
better
Mark,
off, man.
Take care of yourself. Bye bye. Yeah. All right, Jay. We're going to give you a second try. What's going on?
All right. I'm in Area 52 now. Does it sound better?
That's so beautiful, much better, Chris. Dude. What's going on?
I'm calling for the guy with the filthy, disgusting jeans. You said his name is Will?
Yeah, that's Will.
Yes, sir. Hi. So, look, you sweat. Oh, you got your underwear on, right?
Yeah.
And then you sweat, and then it permeates through your underwear, and then it gets on your jeans. And you pee, and then you put your wiener back in your underwear, and then it dribbles a little bit, and then it gets on your jeans. Sir, you got to wash your jeans.
Nah, man. Nah, this is a lie.
Thank you for that, Jay.
Thank
yeah.
you, Jay.
Smell your jeans.
Nah,
give him the smell test.
Nah, you're wrong, Jay. It deteriorates, much like the bra situation, it deteriorates the denim. You want to keep your denim.
Okay, look, I'm not telling you just to screw with you.
No,
this is science. This is science, Will.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But I don't pee-pee on my bras.
Look it up.
You pee-pee on your pants.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Whatever, dude. No, he doesn't have a point.
No, that is actually logic right there.
No, it's not, dude. I'm telling you, look it up. Google it. I've Googled this. Should you wash jeans or not? And when you wash them, it deteriorates the
You could say that to
old... It cleans them. Yeah. It cleans them.
You could say that about any material. Yeah. You wash any material enough, obviously. It's going to deteriorate.
No, you're wrong, Ryan. Denim is a particular type. Now, cotton shirts or cotton... I wash shorts. I wash all that. You just hang them up for a few days. Yeah, you get a little pee-pee in there. You get some sweat in there. But it just goes away.
So I get hate for not washing my sheets, but,
yeah, but
you're fine
you're
just
using
pee-pee
them
all over your shorts.
Not,
you don't wash
no,
them.
No, but there's a difference there. You're sleeping in your bed every night. I wear the jeans maybe once a month or something. There's a long time. I don't wear jeans very often. We're in Florida. So you don't need... You just hang them
Florida,
up and
it's sweaty.
Them back in there.
I know, and I'm getting better with the sheets
They don't
thing.
Reek
you
when they're done.
You need to wash your jeans.
No. You're
pee-pee
wrong.
Pee-pee all over the place. All right, let's take another call. Shred, what's up? You got a bad habit.
I don't think it's a bad habit. My wife thinks that it is. But you know the little dental floss toothpick things?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reuse them. Ooh. I'll do it twice. But I wash it. You know what I'm saying? It's not
nasty.
That bad.
Shred, you know what? I'm thinking maybe I'm gross because I do that too. I'll reuse the same dental bag all the time. Yeah.
You wash it off and stuff, right?
Yeah, you rinse it off.
All right. You know,
I wash it off. I even put Listerine on it.
Oh, okay. You know what? You use the same toothbrush for months.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're fine. I'm sorry. That was rude of me. I jumped to judgment too quickly.
Yeah, I say you're okay, sir. Tell your wife
you're
to
fine.
Get bent.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right,
and
goodbye.
We can get bent too.
No, he's going to tell his wife right now.
727-579-1025. So we've covered the disgusting habits of one Will Coons. We've discussed the disgusting habits of myself. Ryan Adams.
Yes.
What you got?
I've been thinking about this. I've been mulling it over. Hygienic guy.
He's perfect.
No, I'm not perfect.
I'm looking at your feet right now and how they're hanging over
you
your
shoes.
You know
what? There you go. Here's the thing.
I don't know why that is disgusting, but it is.
I will walk around barefoot almost anywhere.
Oh, no.
There you go. I hate
like
shoes.
Where? Like, what's the most disgusting, like a public restroom?
This studio.
Yeah, there's definitely some.
No, I will not. I will not go barefoot in a public bathroom. I have a line. I draw a line
all
somewhere.
Right,
okay.
All right. That's it. That's all you got.
I can't really think of anything else.
Wash your sheets. Wash your clothes.
Yeah, I urinate in the shower sometimes.
Oh, that everyone does. That's what you're supposed to do. And then you sit down in it. That's what
I don't do.
To
that. No.
But see, sometimes I pee while I'm sitting down. Is that disgusting?
In the shower?
Yeah.
That's deviant. It's weird. You're sick.
You pee in the bathtub when you take a bath.
No, because the water's—it's not like stagnant water. It's flowing into a drain. But sometimes if I'm seated, I'll just.
But you know what I do because I know I walk around barefoot a lot. I wash my goddamn feet.
Yeah,
that's what
you
I
gotta
do.
Wash your feet
every time I shower.
Oh,
every time. I get between the toes. I
you
try to get underneath the nails. You
I don't
know,
think I've never been between the toes.
Why do you got toenails, man?
I don't. They're very short. Though. No, they're very short. But I still try to, like, scrub them, you know, because you got to.
You know what I saw that somebody else did that was really disgusting, that really bothered me? There's a lady I work with, and I was sitting in there. It was just me and her in the office, and all of a sudden I hear, clip, clip, clip. She was clipping her fingernails at the office. And then I went to go peek my head around the corner. Like, I assumed she was at least going to be doing it in the trash can or something.
Obviously, of course.
Nope.
No.
Just right out in the open, right at her desk, nails going everywhere.
I wouldn't have been grossed out by fingernails. I've worked in environments where men and women I've caught clipping or peeling their toenails at their desks. Yeah. I've done that. Fingernails don't bother me. It's because I hate feet with a passion.
Same.
So anything about feet grosses me out. That's why I make sure mine are always on point.
Yeah.
But like I've been in the mall at food courts, like watching people just like chatting with their friend, like putting their fingers through their toes,
and
like,
then they'll eat, and like, then they'll like pick up a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What are no? You're monsters. You're all monsters. Is
that,
what you
that
are.
That gives me a heart attack.
It really does.
Let
it's
me tell
so
you
bad.
About something I did that was disgusting by accident. I didn't know I did it until it happened.
Okay.
So I'm taking you back in time. Maybe I could do the way back machine. Probably not. That's okay. Taking you back to maybe like 7th grade or so, went over to my friend's house, we're having a good time, used the restroom, I came out of the restroom, and I see two things available to me to wash my hands. One was a bar of soap with what looked like a pube on it. Mm-hmm. Thought, maybe not, maybe that's not what I use today. And then I saw, you know those like picnic ketchup squeeze bottles. Like, it's red for ketchup and yellow for mustard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember it vividly, and I'm looking at this ketchup bottle that's sitting next to the sink, and I'm assuming that there's some sort of cleaning agent for my hands that I could easily squeeze onto my hands and wash under the warm water to clean them. Mm-hmm. Now, a few things were going through my mind at the time, right? I'm looking at this bar of soap with the pube on it. I definitely don't want to use that, even though I'm positive that that is soap. It's obvious that's soap. Blue Ivory, possibly. I think that's what it was. I'm also taking into consideration that my friend is half Asian and her mom is from Singapore, and sometimes they do things a little bit differently over there.
Sure.
Right? Naturally. You know, they put things, they like hang clothes in the dishwasher, you know, stuff like that where it's just a little bit off. Like, you almost had it right, but it's a little wrong. Like, that sort of thing. So I'm thinking, all right, she comes to the States. Her English isn't great. She sees what, you know, could be used as a reusable, what would you call it? Soap dispenser, right? So I'm thinking, okay, if I'm an Asian lady and I see that, I would probably put soap in that. So I feel like my friend, her name was Jean, still is. I don't think she's dead, but she's watching me kind of deliberate. You know, I have kind of a quizzical look on my face. I'm kind of discerning what is what, weighing my options. And at this point, I would say my OCD was probably the worst it was ever in my life. Undiagnosed, just unhinged, you know, crazy. My hands are bleeding, cracked because I would wash them so much. I was insane. This was before therapy. This was before I was on Prozac. So nobody knew. Everybody knew I was crazy, but no one was helping me. Okay? So I look at the bar of soap with the pube on it, and I decide, you know what? Not today. We're going to go with the ketchup squeeze bottle. So I take the ketchup squeeze bottle and I squeeze the contents into my hand. And it looks a little sudsy, but like weak on the suds. Real weak on the suds. I'd say like 10% sudsy. The rest smells a lot like vinegar. I'm not quite sure why. I was thinking, okay, she's Asian, so maybe it has ginger. That's a thing. I don't know. And my friend at this point is laughing hysterically. And I knew that I had done something wrong. I didn't know what exactly was about to happen. But she was like, I can't believe you just used that to wash your hands. At which point, I started having what most would consider a panic attack. And I said, please tell me what I just washed my hands with. And I'm kind of going towards her with these semi-sudsy hands. And she's like, please don't freaking touch me. You just wash your hands with my mother's douchebag. I said, excuse me? She's like, yeah, my mom douches. Probably can't use that term on the air. My mom douches with that. And you just poured it over your hand. It's like, excuse me? One more time? Tell me again? At which point, I just take out the Clorox bleach that I find under the sink.
Soak your hands in it.
You just got to cut your hands off. Yeah. They're done. They're toast.
Put them in the fire and burn them because it was absolutely disgusting. It was filthy, and it ruined my childhood, really. I never went over again. I never forgave Jenny. That was her alleged name for leaving this bottle of what I thought was soap, what any normal person would think was soap. My options weren't great. Again, it was between the douchebag that I didn't know was douchebag or barf soap with one miscellaneous pube.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy you're taking this call.
Apparently, we have a visitor. Hello. You're on the Johnny B. Show.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Can I help you? What would you like?
Will
for me?
And I are happy to hear from you, Taylor. Yeah.
I just wanted to say you're doing a great job, Anna. Oh, I love to hear your voice. Nice.
Thanks. Thank you. See? Thank you. Appreciate
Welcome.
You. Yeah. This is awkward.
Ahead.
Okay.
Taylor, do you do anything gross?
Yeah, Taylor, what's your gross thing?
Well, I actually was going to say I read an article that the CEO of Levi's said that they, you know, you shouldn't wash your jeans all the time. So I kind of agree with Will. I'm on.
You know what, Taylor? You're absolutely right because I just Googled this because I knew I read it before and I have it right here. It's from The Independent.
They're wrong.
And the title is Levi's CEO Explains Why You Should Never Wash Your Jeans.
They're wrong.
Everybody, I'm inviting you to Essex.
The CEO, like from 1850?
Nope. This article's from 2016, a little dated, but 3 years ago, pretty
new,
pretty recent.
2016 was a long time ago.
And
you know how things always, there's things in our past we aren't proud of, much like, you know, slavery and also
not washing jeans. I demand an apology from you
two. The Trail of Tears was also a bad time in history.
Jay needs to call back and apologize to me because I am right.
No. Taylor, this is Bobo.
Taylor, I love you, but I can't agree with this one.
No, she's sorry. It's not her. It's a Levi CEO. The guy, that's all his job
is.
His jeans.
He's deranged.
No, his job's jeans.
He has too much money. It's infiltrated his brain, and now he's delusional.
Do you know why? It's because machine washing a good pair of jeans can actually cause damage to the material.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that would be horrible.
Say?
I'd rather wear my urine-infested clothing. That sounds like a better option.
Stop peeing your pants. Stop peeing in your pants, and you're not going to have this problem.
You know,
thank you, Taylor.
A dribble in there. One drip. Big deal. Get over it. Big freaking deal. And it's your pee. If it was somebody else's pee, that'd be an issue. But it's just a drop of your pee. Big freaking deal. And there's a barrier. You have undies on. Most of it's going to end up in the undies. You're going to toss the undies
in the
washing
machine.
Then
why do I get so much BS for not washing my sheets all the time? If it's just me, if it's just my skin cells and my whatever.
You're an incel. So you know what? Sleep in your filth. I don't give a crap. And you're sleeping in it every day, you moron. I'm wearing these jeans once a week. That's it.
Oh,
you're,
it was once
I'm
a month?
I'm not sleeping
now
in my jeans every day.
Now it's once every
you
other
freak.
Day.
You freak.
Guys, Taylor's still on the line.
Oh, sorry,
bye,
Taylor. Bye. Have a good weekend. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
What's up, Cherokee?
I'm telling you what. You're on fire. You're cracking me up. You need to have a full-on time slot to where the rest of this Bay Area can hear you.
Thanks.
I mean, like, where would she be, Cherokee?
I'm on the air every night.
If you could put her somewhere.
No, I understand that, but I mean, to get you out there, truthfully.
Will you be my manager? Can you be my manager?
I could try to do that, okay. But
I
we
need more than like
on
posters
the
on the reservation, though. I'm really going to need you to like go all over. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for okay, sure.
So Cherokee, how old are your underwear that you're wearing right now?
My underwear right now?
Yeah, right now. Like, how long have you been wearing them?
Well, they've been off for like 4 hours.
Not,
but
you could have
like,
not ever said that. Actually,
2 years old, I guess maybe.
2 years old.
Nice. Listen, I have underwear that's like 8 years old, so I can't judge.
Oh yeah,
well, I wear them until like there's like a hole in the middle, and at which point I do the like ceremonial rip, and I just rip my underwear and I throw it in the trash can. But yeah, these are my favorites.
Thanks, Cherokee.
Oh, these are my granny panties. I'm wearing regular underwear.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's all for you guys.
I try to wear my holiest underwear to church, and that's like once a year,
hang
you know, for
him.
Christmas.
Hang up on
I can't
him.
Believe
that's
you
terrible.
Did that, Cherokee.
Boo.
What are you doing?
Boo.
Come on, man.
Oh, okay, we're good. All right,
problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a message from the government. Coronavirus is a national emergency. Life-threatening for people of all ages, everywhere in the UK. To help save lives, you must stay home. Only go outside for food, health reasons, daily exercise, or to work. But only if you cannot work from home. Stay home. Anyone can get it, and anyone can spread it. Stay home to help protect the NHS and frontline staff working to save lives. Coronavirus. Stay home, protect the NHS, save lives.